What does interior design, baseball, and 17-year-olds have in common? They have their own magazines. Now, I know what you're thinking. There are plenty of magazines out there, but has there ever been one built for us, by us, in the planner community? Well, look no further. Paper Planner Essentials magazine, which started online, is now offering physical copies as well as the digital downloads. I personally love how they are reaching out to the community and creating a space that is a one-stop shop for tips, DIYs, the exclusive tea and buzz in the planner community, and so much more. So whether you're a beginner that needs a lot of advice, a confident planner looking for inspiration and ideas, or just an influencer wanting to discover a new perspective, Paper Planner Essentials magazine is your source for inspiration and conversations to help you craft the life you love through planning. Hop over to www.paperplanneressentials.com and get the latest issue today. And welcome back to another episode of the Here For It podcast, you guys. I am so excited. I think I always say I'm excited because every time I get to have a guest on here, and I feel like some of these like guests are like my friends in my head. They just don't know it yet. And so today I have another friend in my head here. We have Arion. Did I say it right?
Yes, Arion.
You gotta look, put a little French on it, make it sound a little, you know, fancy. Arion, okay? And she is the owner of the Cookie Sticker Co. And you guys, listen, I have watched her grow and grow and grow, and I'm just so excited for her to be here. So, hey, girl.
Hey.
So we're gonna go ahead and get started. If you guys have not already done so, make sure you share. Make sure you tell somebody. Tell your cousin, auntie, mama, friend, your daddy friend. And then a couple of uncles and then they sisters. Make sure you tell them about the Here For It podcast. So today, ooh, girl, the internet is talking, okay? Now, last weekend, something tragic happened. And I'm trying to, you know, I have to put on my my interviewer voice, you know, like my reporter voice. So last Saturday, in the heat of the morning. No, no, that's... So last week, it was reported that Meg Thee Stallion had been involved in a shooting incident. And it was reported that they had been going, they had partied at Kylie Jenner's house. It was her, Tory Lanez, a couple other people, I believe her best friend that she had just reconnected with. And they were out there and somehow, some way, an altercation started in a vehicle. And someone ended up shot. Now, it was first reported that Meg Thee Stallion had been arrested and that Tory Lanez had been arrested as well. But come to find out, Meg Thee Stallion had actually been shot in the foot.
In the toe.
In the toe, baby. In the toe. I'm like, what? And first of all, so much was going through my head. I'm like, what? And like, none of this makes any sense to me, like, at all. So as we started, like, uncovering the pieces of the puzzle, as things started to come out, you know, people were saying that it was an accident or it was assault, it was this, it was that. And so finally Meg came out, I think it was Wednesday, and tweeted her own thing saying, you know, that it wasn't what happened. She was the one that actually got shot, and you know, she's trying to keep things under wraps, basically is what her tweet said. And so I want to know, because after that, people were still up in arms like, OK, so what happened? Because nobody's is still saying anything. All we know is that Tory Lanez was arrested, and he has a felony charge against him because he's not supposed to be having a gun, which I didn't even know. And time out. Did you know he was only 5'3"?
No. Messing with the Stallion?
Right. I'm like, wait a minute. Like, okay. So the first part I want to talk about is, first of all, I'm not here for it. And I'm going to tell you why. I just think Meg Thee Stallion can like do so much better. And nothing against Tory Lanez. But okay. So are we here for the Meg Thee Stallion and Tory Lanez quote unquote relationship?
No. No. Especially knowing he's 5'3". No.
Oh wait, I'm gonna tell you what I thought. First thing I thought was that he got little man syndrome. As soon as they said right. He was 5'3", I was like, oh, okay. And I don't mean no harm. I promise right. You, I don't mean no harm. If you like your man short, have at it. That's for you. But when I think of Meg Thee Stallion is a stallion.
Yeah.
What did he do it with? What?
No. Mm-mm. She can't even wear heels. No. No.
She she gonna fall over if she try to twerk on him. Like, this girl, is, it's just all bad. It's just,
I'm 5'9" myself. When I got there, I put my heels on and I was like, oh boo, be right there. Pictures, man. Listen, because he's 5'10", I'm 5'9".
You were tipping. You were just right there.
Oh, can we get a heel on his shoe?
Right. We need to add a little inch, just a little inch. Yeah, that's my thing too. And I don't want to sound like I'm self-conscious or anything, but that's always been my thing. Is like, when I take a picture, I want to make sure we not, like, I don't want to be towering over you. I'm cool if we the same height, but like, right, I don't want to be looking down at you. Like, I'm supposed to be in your chest area, or you know, face to face. I don't want to be looking at the top of your head. Okay. So we're not here for this Megan Thee Stallion and Tory Lanez relationship. No. Okay. Now, if you guys remember back in the day, I guess the one like back in the day was like a year ago, Tory Lanez was under fire anyways because of his, he had some racist comments, or I won't even say, not racist, colorist comments, and dealing with his video he had put out, and then how he had told the models like he didn't want a particular model because she was darker skinned, and he came out and said that wasn't true. They ended up trying to change the whole video, coming back and redo it just to cover it up. So he had already kind of been on my list of like, I don't really fool with you like that.
Right.
But this just put it over the top. So now Meg, after all of this stuff happens, now she comes out with a tweet and she talks about women are the most unprotected creature on this planet. And we already heard this. Malcolm X told us years ago that we were basically unprotected and we were the most valuable, but we were the most undervalued being. And so my thing is, how do we feel about that? You can tell me your opinion. Like, how do you feel about her coming out and saying this all while she's low key protecting the man that assaulted her? How do you feel?
Yeah, I actually, that's funny. I just had this conversation with my husband because I watched the Epstein series on Netflix. And so we were talking about it, and we specifically got into, you know, how Black women are treated by everybody. But we're still women, so we naturally have the nurture in us to protect everybody else. Mm-hmm. Even though we are not protected, we still feel the need to protect everybody else, literally, you know? And so I definitely feel her. And I saw on the Shade Room that when she said that, the next slide was like 50 Cent making fun of her situation. And like, it's messed up. I mean, she's in the spotlight, she's in the limelight. And unfortunately, that means everything she does or is involved with is up for scrutiny. But it's messed up. I mean, at the end of the day, she got shot.
Right.
So, you know, like, got shot. I mean,
right.
Why is that like a joke? You know, memes, like, that's crazy.
Exactly.
So like, I definitely understand what she was saying. I do think that there's probably, I wouldn't say more to the story, but back in the day, Hood Chronicles, I was in a probably similar situation in high school, okay, where believe it or not, I almost got shot for real, like at a hotel party. Yeah, like complete accident, but it was definitely like it was irresponsible. Okay, like it was irresponsible of the person. Like I said, total Hood Chronicles, but the gun went off and I almost got shot on my leg, like literally.
Wow.
I feel like maybe, because in a car, trust me, you ain't trying to shoot nobody unless you're trying to shoot somebody.
Exactly.
So, you know, she got her toe shot. I mean, they're not far apart from each other inside of a car. If he wanted to actually shoot her, then he could have actually shot her. I do think it probably was a gun go off, gun drop, whatever. He shouldn't have had the gun. So he's getting in trouble if she says he has the gun. You know what I mean? Like, yes, she's still protecting him, but probably because he might not have meant to shoot her. Now,
okay.
You know, I know it sounds like so crazy, right? Somebody got shot, like, what the heck? But again, Hood Chronicles, I could see how something like that could happen. I could see how that could have been the situation where, yes, this still happened to me, but I mean, I don't want him to go to jail.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, right. I could see that. I could see that. I'm not here for her necessarily protecting him like that, but I understand.
Okay. Now, see, you brought a new perspective that I hadn't even, because I'm all like, lock him up.
Okay? Right. I know.
He should have shot my girl, to shot her in the foot. No, we will not have toe problems up in here. But I am like, okay, now that puts another perspective. Again, playing out the scene. If it was something, I mean, regardless, you shouldn't have your gun out and pointing at nobody.
Right.
So I wonder, you know, what situation that occurred for it to even be out in the first place. Exactly. But was it an accident where I'm finna put my gun up and the gun fell? I don't know.
Exactly.
Because I still got questions. Why you ain't got it locked? You know what I'm saying? Like, you supposed to have a thing on lock. But it's just so many unanswered questions. And I guess, I mean, I guess we aren't privy to all of that just yet.
Right.
But I need for her to know that it's okay that she doesn't have to protect him. Yes. But at the same time, I guess in this time that we're in, it's like, it's kind of crazy to even report your brother. You know what I'm saying?
No, like, absolutely. Absolutely. Like, think about the times we in and, you know, just like those unspoken rules, like no snitches and stuff like that. But if he didn't purposely shoot her, I could see her feeling guilty, kind of turning him in, because regardless, he shouldn't have had the gun. So he's going to go to jail because he wasn't supposed to have it. So even saying it's an accident puts him at fault for having it because he shouldn't have had it.
Right.
And, you know, with Black men and what's going on right now, I totally can see her feeling like she isn't feeling safe, you know, reporting that and saying something about that. So, like, am I here for her protecting him? No, because she got shot. Oh, that's what I was going to say. What I didn't like is that after everything, he started making jokes on the internet, on, like, Twitter.
What?
Girl, I saw somewhere where he posted, like, shoot your shot at Megan Thee Stallion. Yes, girl, yes. I want to say I saw it on the Shade Room, but he posted on Twitter, like, oh, yeah, we shooting our shot. It was a joke in reference to what happened. That is when I felt like, no, you know, F you. Like, no, Megan, do what you got to do. Because had he not have done that, then I'm on the line. I'm on the fence, right? But those jokes, like, that's not funny. Like I said, I've been in this situation and it was terrifying. Like, that's not okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he's canceled.
Yeah.
Because, like, even if it was an accident or whatever, unless it wasn't him that shot the gun, you know, other than that, like, you got to get canceled, sir, because it's not funny. Like, at the end of the day, I think that's what bothered me about all the memes and stuff was, like, y'all don't realize, like, she still got shot. Like, I don't know about y'all, but, like, anybody I've ever known that got shot before has always had, you know, aftermath to that.
Yeah,
you don't just be okay. Yeah, like, I don't know nobody that's just okay. And, like, my brother was shot 9 times with police bullets. And so, even though I wasn't there, we're so connected that the day that he got shot, I was, like, sick. Like, literally, like, sick to my stomach. And nobody could figure out, like, what was going on. I was actually okay in the morning, and it just randomly came down sick. And come to find out, my brother had been shot. So, I mean, I wasn't there, but I can only imagine, like, the trauma and stuff that comes with that, like, that you are constantly going to hear. And little man, okay, little man, you
girl,
you gots to go. You gots to go. You know what I saw today, though? I also saw where people were, some guys were saying, this is what we doing. We doing a Tory or to women that, now.
That's where it kind of, I don't know if he started it or if he just jumped in, but that's what I'm talking about. He got in there. Like, yeah, shoot your shot. Tory Lanez shoots a shot. Like, it's a whole thing now. That's probably a hashtag.
That is crazy. That is crazy. Like, how do y'all even, like, who raised these human beings? Because there's no way that you should be even feeling, like, even as a joke, that's uncomfortable for me to even joke about shooting your shot or yes. even saying that I'm going to shoot a woman if she don't do what I want her to do.
We already fear that. We fear right. that. I'm from Los Angeles, South Central. Like, that's where I'm from. And I done been in plenty of situations, like, as teenager, where if I don't say hi back, you know, I'm getting called now every name under the book, maybe followed, harassed, yelled at all the way until I'm out of sight. Like, if that's really what we go through. So then to turn it up a notch, talking about shooting shots and stuff like that, is terrifying for us. Terrifying.
Wow. That is, like, and people don't understand, like, what we have to go through as women yes. in general. Like, the fact of you saying no could lead to your death, you yep. know? And domestic violence in the Black community is real. Yes. And I think sometimes we don't talk about it because it's such a, like, that taboo subject. Well, you know, what they do in their house is what they do. Mm-hmm. But, like, it's kind of time out for us to, you know, not have these conversations. We need to have these conversations so our young girls and our young men know, you know, this isn't supposed to go down like this. Like, you shouldn't be comfortable with anybody saying, I'm going to shoot you if you don't right. do what I want you to do. Or I think one of the ones, if you want to have a hot girl summer, you know, expect these shots or something. Like,
yeah.
I was like, what?
Yep. Girl.
Oh, my goodness. I came with this new generation, baby. I'm so over it. I'm just like, y'all got to go.
For real.
It's crazy. Okay, so we're in agreement. We are not here for the relationship and at all. We're not here for Tory Lanez and him trying to make a funny joke, a hashtag out of it. And I know we're not here for 50 Cent old self.
No.
Like, I don't even understand why he even...
He a mess.
And I'm actually kind of happy that Power is over because... I didn't watch Power because, like, I started watching Power because of 50 Cent. But then it was like, as the show started going on and he got more popular, his mouth got worse.
Ugh,
and yes. I stopped watching it for him. I was more so watching it for the other people on the show. I hated that it was his thing because he's making money and he's, like, horrible.
Yeah, he is. He is.
Ooh, he burns my bubbles. Like, I could go on a whole rant about him and his, like, his issues and stuff. But anyway, we're just not here for this whole situation. I wish Meg the best. I hope she recovers, you know, as best as possible. And, you know, getting shot in anywhere is gonna be hard. But yeah. I can imagine, you know, not being funny, but, you know, her thing is twerking. So I right. know for a fact that's gonna be a little bit more difficult to try to get down, you know, as much as she used to. So, I mean, I feel like this is horrible. And I just want people to understand that, like, this is real life out here. Like, this ain't for play.
Yeah.
All right, girl, we're going to pay some bills real quick and then we're going to get on back into this so they can get to know who you are. All right, so we are back with the owner. Do we call you the owner, or you want to be called the CEO?
I mean, I'll say owner. Yeah, I'm
okay.
Owner.
You want to be? I mean, you the boss. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The owner, operator, boss, CEO, whatever you want to call it. This is Ariane. Listen. You got to excuse me because now I know that I got to put the U. You know, kind of stretch it out. It just makes right. it sound so. Anyway, we have Ariane here, and she is the owner and operator and all of that good stuff of Cookie Sticker Co. And if you guys have not shopped with her already, you need to go shop now. She has some beautiful, this washi with this unk and this drip. I have come through dripping several times. I have put in my pre-orders, okay? And she made some of the first stickers. I ordered some of y'all. It was like probably a couple years ago, but I needed some like musical stickers. And you had some with the little girl. She was like humming. Like,
yes.
To me, she was humming. She had the musical notes coming out. Yeah. I was like, this is what I need. This is perfect. So those are, and I've been hoarding them. So you have to excuse me. I have them hoarded and I will continue to hoard them. But let's just talk about how amazing. So how did you get started in the community?
So I've been here a while. I feel like I've been here forever. It I think I started planning decoratively like, oh, 7 years ago, maybe. My family's always been like into scrapbooking and stuff like that. But when I was at work, some of my girls that I worked with, they would get these racks, right? Random acts of kindness. Mm-hmm. And it was random Happy Mail, as we know it now, of stickers. And then I'm just like, I want some random Happy Mail. Like, this is cute, these stickers and stuff. And so they introduced me at the time. Okay, this is what it was. But it was the We Love EC group. That's what PGW was at first. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. So I joined that group and it just, you know, it kind of went on from there. I joined the community. I started to plan to be cute. And, you know, that's what it was. Because, I mean, I write down everything, but I wasn't making it cute. So that's how that started.
Wow, so you an OG in the game.
Like, yeah, you know, real OG. Call me that.
So what made you start your own line? Like, how did you decide, you know what, I'm gonna do this because whatever? Like, what was that moment for you?
That was easy, and that was because at the time it just wasn't nothing for me. None of the stickers looked like me. I couldn't relate to none of the stickers. You know, it was ran mostly by white women, and mm-hmm. you know, I didn't have anything that represented me. And then where I was, you know, at my job, they didn't understand. They really truly didn't get it. I think I ordered from Fox and Cactus all the time because she had a lot of different variations, and so I was able to get mm-hmm. the little black girls, which was really cute. But she's in Australia, so I had to pay a lot for shipping and it took a long time, you know, not mm-hmm. nothing negative to her, but it just, that's what it was. So
right.
I started my shop because I was like, I'm sure I'm not the only one, you know, and sure enough.
Right. There we have it. You gave us some goody good goodness. Now, do you design your own, or are you the artist?
No, I do have an artist. If anybody who was around when I had first started knows that I went through a transition, and I had a different artist at first, and then I transitioned into this one because I wanted it to be just a little bit more personal, right? Cookie is mm-hmm. literally based on me. And Cookie is based on me. Boo is literally a picture of my husband, made cute.
Oh
yeah, Bestie is my sister and Yvette is my mom. Like, my characters are literally me and, you know, those closest to me. So I got a personal artist to really bring my vision to light.
I love that. I had no idea. That makes it so much more personal when you purchase. It feels like you're getting a piece of you now because you're sharing that with us. Oh my gosh. That is so well thought out. Like, for real, I'm here for it. Okay, so why Cookie? Like, okay, tell us the background of Cookie.
Oh, you want to go back to Hood Chronicles?
Going back to Hood Chronicles. Look, we're going to have you on for Hood Chronicles 101. Right. It's going to be the next series, okay?
Cookie is my childhood nickname. My best friend named me Cookie, and I stuck with it ever since. And I've just always been Cookie. Like, it's literally has carried on for years and years. So there wasn't anything else that I even thought would, you know, it would be other than that.
Wow. Okay. So Cookie it is. I'm just so much. This is certain stuff, like, you know, like when you find a brand and you just love them, but then, you know, they've already grown to a certain place. So you kind of don't get that, like, personal history of the brand. And it makes me feel so good when I, like, hear the background story and I get a chance to understand. Cause now I'm like, girl, Cookie. Cookie got a whole nother side to her. You know, like, I'm excited. I love it. It just personalizes everything. So with your business, you started out with, I think you started off with stickers, right? Yep. And then you've kind of branched out. So with you branching out and stuff, like, how does that work? How does that process working for you? You know, tell us your strategies and just anything you want to share about it. Because when you're trying to expand and grow, you know, I know it can be difficult. So, you know, what are some of your things that you have going on with the expansion?
That's a good question, because I did start off with just stickers. I started off with stickers, which took off faster than I thought it was. But like I said in the beginning, in Etsy, if you searched black girl stickers, I was literally one of the very few. So the stickers took off. But it started getting to a point, because I do work a 9-to-5. I have this entire time. I work consistently. I have 3 kids and a husband.
Ooh,
girl.
Yes, ma'am.
All boys. Yes. So, you know, it was a lot. I started off doing stickers literally on my living room floor, girl, with a printer, laptop, and one kind of machine on the floor in the living room. So it got to be a lot after a while. And then I was like, okay, you know, it was during the time when I was transitioning, getting a new artist too. And I was like, I want to do more with this. I want to grow and expand. And the washi came in, because I always loved washi. I just kind of always felt like this sucks, but I never felt like I could do it, like that I could make washi. I didn't know how. I didn't know what to do, you know, so I never thought that I could do that. At first, that was never even a thought I had, because I didn't think I could.
Really?
Yeah, it was just stickers, because I knew how to make stickers. But with washi, that was much more hush-hush, a bigger secret, you know, so I had no idea how to do it. But I started to really pay more attention to it. And I was like, you know, what brought me into this community was that we were lacking black girl stickers, and I brought this community more black girl stickers. Well, now we're lacking black girl washi. So what is that gonna do best, you know? Like, I'm about to bring y'all some black girl washi. And this idea came when that roll of washi from Joann's, now I forget what the brand was, but it was a roll of washi, and it had a lot of different girls on it, but one of them was black. And it was the first time a black girl was on washi, I swear. Like, I can't even think of any other washi where a black girl was on it. So people went crazy. I mean, like, they bought it out. It was sold out everywhere. You couldn't get it. And I was like, I like, it's exciting, but that's so sad. Like, it was bought out because there isn't anything else. Like, that's so sad. And from a company that's not even black owned. You know what I mean? Like, that's sad. And so I wanted to make washi for us. And I mean, period. Like, so I got to designing, and I already loved the Ankh. So that, it kind of came to me like, oh, that, there you go. You know what I mean? But I slapped it on there. I made some designs and stuff, and it took off, and it really, really worked out. And I'm glad, because I love it.
I'm so excited that you did decide to do that. If you guys have not checked it out, please go shop with her. I don't know. I'm going to have to go look at your website. I don't want to tell them to go shop now, and it ain't time for the pre-sales and stuff. I mean, don't get mad at me, okay, guys? I got to get in when it's time. I promise you. I'll be happy. Listen, let me just share this little bitty tidbit with you. I'm going to need you to put me like 2 rolls to the side, because every time I'll be like, I'm going to get me some. Girl, it be sold out. It be so, and I'll be so mad at Instagram, because here go Instagram. It, I don't know why they started doing this, but I'll see a post. I'm like, yes, she said in 2 hours. Go look, scroll a little bit further. It say 2 days ago.
Yes. Oh my God, it does that to me too. The algorithm, like, girl.
I like, I hate it here. I just wanted the washi. But it's so amazing. And let me tell y'all personally, I have it, I hoard it, and I actually keep it's on display. In my, like, on my washi thing, I'm gonna tell you, because I stopped buying, like, don't judge me, but I stopped buying like other kind of washi, as far as like going to Michael's and just buying washi,
right.
So I only had Simply Gilded washi, and when yours came out, I put yours on display in front of the case full of Simply Gilded. So just know, like, you are in your own display out here, okay? I'm serious about my Ankh and my dripping, because I like drips. Like, if I can figure out how to drip on different things, I would. But for now, I just have it on the washi. So,
right.
But it's really, really good quality is what I was getting at. And it's so good. Like I said, I'm a hoarder. So when I find stuff that's good, it usually just kind of sits. And I know we talked about that. I'm going to do better. I'm going to do better. I promise. As a matter of fact, I'm gonna as soon as we get done, I'm going to put it in this next plan with me, so I can say that I used more than just the little sample piece I took off of it.
Right.
okay, I'm gonna do better. But anyway, so with your washing and stuff, and you've just really expanded on the game. Like, you just take it to another level. And how do you keep being creative? Like, how do you keep coming up with more colors, more designs? Like, what is that about?
Ooh, girl, that's hard. That is hard because I swear, like, sometimes I'll be sitting when I want to be creative, I got nothing. Right, I'm sitting here like I don't know what to do next and how am I going to keep this momentum going. But honestly, there are things that just kind of come to me, like, and a lot of times it happens at night when I'm asleep. I will have a dream about it and then I'll get up and I will sketch something or write something down so I remember, and then I go back to sleep, and then the next day I try to make that come to life. And I know it sounds kind of crazy, but that happens so often. The drift, girl, middle of the night. Middle of really? The night. Yes. Woke up like, oh, let me write that down. Like, I got to put that on something. And then the next day I got up and I really started designing, and it flowed, you know, better after that. A lot of my bigger selling ideas come to me in that way. And I mean, I don't even have the formula for how to continue to make it go, because for me, it's kind of random. But once you start, like, just for in a business perspective, when you know what your people love and you know what works and what doesn't work, it does make it easier. You know, I know what foil types they like more than others, colors and things like that. That's why businesses are usually pretty consistent, you know, because they know what their, you know, consumers like.
I love that. So you're paying attention to your customers more than anything. I love that. It makes us feel like we're a part of, you know, the process, even if it isn't like on a one-on-one personal level, just to know that like you are listening and you're, you know, taking into heed. I mean, we want you to be as creative as possible, but just keep us in mind.
Yes.
Okay, so, you know, with you owning your shop and stuff, like, where do you see yourself going in the next, you know, like 5 years with your brand?
That's a good one, because I've been having those conversations recently with everything going on, and, you know, just really sitting down and saying, what do I want for Cookie Sticker Co? Definitely, of course, I want it to grow even bigger. And really, my main goal is to show my children that the 9-to-5 isn't what's normal anymore, and that you can own your own business, be your own boss, and set your own schedule. You know, so by the time they're older, especially the youngest one, like, and they're able to see these things, I want them to know, like, if you're not happy, it's your job. And not saying that, you know, my 9-to-5 didn't make me happy, but in general, you shouldn't have to stay with that in order to feed your family. Like, you need to get those creative juices going and do what you want to do and be happy with that. So Cookie Sticker Co., I want to really be an operating business. Like, you know, I need me some employees.
Okay.
And just really expand. You know, I got some things in the works for 2021. That's exciting. So hopefully everything will just, you know, make it grow. I want us to have a seat on the table. Not just one seat, multiple seats. You know, multiple, we got our girls that's sitting, but we need some more seats. Pull my chair out.
And I love that. That's what we need. We need more seats at the table.
Yeah.
It ain't about just getting one person to the top. We got to get all of our sisters to where they should be. I think for me, we did the Black Shop Owners United sale this weekend, and I loved that. And so my goal is that we don't have to be just the Black shop owners. That's what I want us to be. I want us to get to the point where you don't have to see my color.
Right.
Unless you're just looking for, you know, I'm looking for Black owned shops. I get that. But I want you to see my product as who it, as for what it is, and not have to be distinguished as a Black owned shop for you guys to shop this weekend. I want you to come get this unk. Like, I need you to come get this drip. Like, I need you to come do that regardless. You know, it's, in support, regardless, there's always something for everybody is what I feel like. And I want us to be at the top of our game, you know, no matter where we are and who we are around. So getting that seat at the table and then pulling up more seats for more people to come sit at the table with us.
Exactly. I talked about that a lot with the newer consumers that I got, was normalizing, you know, shopping with Black shops. Like, it needs to be normalized, because we are really looked at as like black shops. And it's really funny because before the Black Lives Matter movement really took off, I would get a lot of people when something would come up, right? I've literally gotten this before where somebody will say, I would buy that, but I don't want to take it from another black person who would want it. Like, what? Like,
what?
I mean, what? Like, if you want it, then buy it. And if then you buy don't, it. Then don't. This isn't like a heart transplant, girl. This is
right.
This is like, are you kidding me? You need to normalize shopping from black shops. Like, just right. Like, we don't think about it twice if this shop is black or not. Most of the time, right? Before this, we didn't think about that. It was like, wow, mm-hmm. That's really cute. I want that. And I'm going to buy it. Mm-hmm. Why on the flip side is it like, oh, well, that's a black shop, though. If I buy that, then the black girl's not going to be able to buy it. Like,
right.
Well, this is why we can't take off, too. We got half the audience also because y'all right. Done cast us out without even knowing if the product is good because we black and you're not.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. Because I know for a fact that some of my black-owned shops got some better sticker paper and better quality than some of the other shops out there. Not gonna say no names. I'm just saying, like, I know for a fact that I've like literally been shocked and blown away by the quality. And it was nothing more than just taking a chance and opportunity and learning more. I think what our thing is, and I want to ask you this, because a lot of times we aren't really, I don't know if we're not marketing enough or what we need to do to kind of get our name out there mm-hmm. more. Because I feel like that's where we're lacking. Because whenever I hear people saying, oh, I didn't know you existed.
Oh, my what? God. Yes.
It's so weird to me. I'm like, how do you, what do you mean? And it's like, okay, I've been out here for 3 years. What am I doing wrong? So what advice would you have in that? Or what do you feel about like how we market ourselves? Like, what should we be doing?
That's another really good one, because I feel like there's a lot that goes into that. It's such a really deep question, and I don't think that people realize how deep this is, but mm-hmm. from everything that just happened, I really do have a good perspective on it, because I've mm-hmm. been here for years, right? But everybody mm-hmm. is like, oh, what? Like, I never knew you existed, like you said.
Yeah.
You know? I definitely think we do have to take accountability for our part in the marketing, not only on our own platforms, but with one another, you know, and mm-hmm. doing things like the podcast. I love podcasts, you know, and I feel like we don't have enough. Like, let's mm-hmm. get more people on podcasts, more podcasts going, YouTube channels, same thing, you know what I mean? Conference, my God, I know how that topic is going, but we need a conference, like, my goodness, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
To even get us on the same playing field as everybody mm-hmm. else, because we are lacking all these resources. So, you know, where do we market? We mm-hmm. already on mm-hmm. Instagram. Don't think we're not trying. You know, we're out here, but we're not reaching everybody because we don't have those same opportunities most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then another thing, though, would be going back to what I said before in this weird thing where we don't hesitate, again, most of the time, to put a sticker that might not look like us in our planner. We still uh-huh. go and we still buy them. We buy the little dogs. Mm-hmm. We buy, you know, white stickers.
Yeah.
We'll buy the clear ones, whatever. And we'll put it in our planner because it's cute. But on the flip side, and not to sound, you know, no kind of way, but if the sticker is black, that ain't going in their planners.
Mm-mm.
And
mm-mm.
I hear it. They literally tell mm-mm. me this, you know, and I'm telling you, like, you need to normalize, like, we're still people. If you would put this doll that still don't look nothing like you, just because y'all still,
exactly,
like, y'all share skin color, I guess, but it don't look like you, and you putting it
still don't look like you. Right.
You know what I mean? Like, so why wouldn't you put cookie in your planner? Why?
Right.
Is that her to be mm-hmm. like, she's cute, right? So,
I mean, she is really cute, though, for real.
You know? So, like, I don't understand. And that was the other thing. I feel like that was so hindering to us. And it really sucked because it was like, we have to, in order to be put out there, we have to cater to everybody because mm-hmm. they're not going to put the things that represent us in their planner. It's like, oh, my God. It was a whole thing about that one time. And this, you know, it's crazy. But I do like that with with everything that's going on, the bigger shops are taking the time to shout us out, work with us, put us out there. Because sometimes it's also just that follower mentality where they are not going to do it until they see their favorite whoever doing it first. Oh, she bought from her? Well, then.
Let me go buy. Yeah.
So that really, I know that helps a lot of us out.
Yeah, I think I even I was watching Coffee Monsters Co. She was doing her video about a couple weeks ago, and she was just kind of taking a personal self check on herself on how she didn't use darker skin tones in her planner, and she was like she hadn't even thought of it, and that's what I always talk about now is like it's that. Some people just haven't had to think of it in another way where we as Black people, we've always had to think like this.
Yep.
So we've always had this kind of, you know, onset reminder or just kind of mentality, be like, oh, whatever, we'll put it in our planner.
Yep.
Doesn't matter. But for other people, they're like, I'm going to pick something that looks just like me because it's already out there
right.
and they can use it. So yeah, I feel that 100%. Now I know, like for me, I have opened up, I try to open up my floor, my platform to more of my sisters. And I was trying to find a way to like do that. And so I had started my Meet the Shop Owner series. And I was trying to focus on like a lot of the Black owned brands so that when people were searching for them on YouTube, they could find them.
Right.
And I know a lot of the things are, we don't have a lot of visibility on YouTube in the planner community, which is how a lot of people are discovered. And so I want to try to bridge that gap as well, not just with myself, but like with content creators, getting the stickers into their hands so that they can use them. And I don't know how we do that more or, you know, whatever, but I know that's a place where we're lacking at too.
Yeah, I agree with the YouTube and podcasts. Like, you know, we got some catching up. We got some catching up, you know?
Yeah. Because I think I feel like everybody should be searchable at this point. Like they should pull up something for you, see somebody using your product and see how to use your product, get an idea. Because sometimes it's just, I don't know how to use that sticker. And I know that sounds so crazy, but literally that's, I don't know how to use that sticker.
No, you're right.
And if you you break it down to like the smallest level of that statement, then it's like, okay, so how do I cater to that person who doesn't know how to use my sticker? Okay, so maybe I make more videos, like more Instagram videos. I offer my stickers to another YouTuber or another content creator, and they create a small video on how they use my stickers. You know, all these different ways that we can get out there. I think we just have to start using our community more as well. And not like we can no longer rely on outside communities to do it for us. I think if we start standing up for us, then they'll have no choice but to stand with us.
Yes. Yep. I agree.
Yeah.
We need to protect each other. We definitely need to protect each other more too. Like that, man, it reminds me so much of like the Megan Thee Stallion conversation. Like we need to protect each other, like at all costs, like protect each other. Like we are, I'm telling you, as a shop owner that's looked at as just like this big successful shop, like we out here struggling too, okay? Like I said, I got a 9-to-5. I still work for the man. You know, I got three kids. Like it's a struggle. I had to, you know, give the baby to my mama just to have this podcast. Girl, we need to be protected sometimes. And I feel like society has made it to where we're so not protected that it's so easy to be like, you know, where's my stuff? Like that shop owner held my package and I'm mad that the, you know, customer service wasn't 6 stars. Like, and it's like, we doing what we can. We really are.
Right.
You know, we got to protect ourselves, but we need the community to protect us because that really, it boosts our confidence. You have no idea like how many days I've had a I'm ready to quit day, you know, and you never know when on that day is the day where the snarky email come in. On that day is the sub post. And I know they talking about me, but they ain't gonna tag me. You never know. You know, then everybody be mad where the black girl washed it go. Well, listen, I'm not made of steel.
Okay. And everything, I think that is what you said is so important. We need to be protected at all costs. Yeah. Even in our own community, I understand, like, y'all want, you know, people want to share their experiences. I get it. But did you talk to the owner first? Right. Did you reach out to them first before you go make a post? Because people make posts and then everybody jumps in, even if they didn't even order. Yep. Like, some people I've noticed, like, you'll go back and you look like, did you even order? Like, do you even order from them at all? Like, where your order? Like, okay, so where's your receipts for this? Because I'm a receipt type person. Exactly. Now, if you can come to me with some receipts and be like, I ordered on this day and it's a month later and I still ain't got my stuff, like, okay, yeah, we need to have a conversation. Let's have a come to Jesus with this shop owner and let's get it together.
Yeah.
But the problem is we want to drag people before we help them. Yep. And we have it backwards. We got to help people before we drag them. Now, I'm all for if they didn't do you right, the customer service was whack, and then you still didn't get your right stuff. I'm all for, I'm not going to call it exposing, but I'm all for sharing the experience. Absolutely. It's not to bash, it's to share an experience so that people understand. Because how can you get better? Or how do people avoid spending their money with people who don't care?
Yep.
Because there's a lot of people who are just doing this for the money and they're not passionate about it. And I get that. But there's some people who are like, this is my livelihood. This is who I am. And that one comment could be that thing that deters people away from them. So we gotta protect each other.
Yes.
It's a protection.
Absolutely. Girl. It really is. It's real. It's real, man. Don't even get me started on when I was pregnant, girl. Ooh. I was pregnant up in this shop crying all over y'all's orders, okay?
See?
No,
see?
But, like, seriously, it was so hard for me. It was so, so hard for me. And it was crazy. That baby had me a whole nother person. You know, for real.
Now you said, okay, so you have a 9-to-5 and you're the only person working your shop?
Yeah, I'm the only one who does my, you know, I work my shop. Every now and then I'll have one of my sisters. I have my sister and then I have my husband's sister who will come and help me. But when I say 95% is just Arion alone, that's it. Mm-hmm. Like, just Arion alone. When I'm not working or having to tend to one of the three kids or, like, cook dinner. I mean, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
that is how I get stuff done. So, yeah, I need some grace.
Yeah, like, give a little grace out here. And honestly, for a lot of us, that's our story. Like, we're working 9-to-5. I know it just until I got laid off, I was working a 9-to-5 and then coming home, doing orders, doing YouTube, mm-hmm. trying to do it all. I have a son. I'm a single mom. So, you know, all of that stuff plays a part into, like, how quickly you get your orders and don't get sick one day. Like,
oh my God,
I've been under the weather since, like, Thursday. I started having a headache. And so, if for me, I'm like, I don't want to touch people's orders and I don't mm-hmm. know if I'm, like, sick or I got this or that. So I try not to. So, yeah, a couple orders going to be 2 days late because I didn't want to risk me being up here sick, either coughing, hacking, whatever, over people's stuff. And I could be making myself better so I can have the energy. But it's like, where is that thought process? Like, we ain't no major corporation.
Right.
We don't have assembly lines of people.
Seriously. And I think that they don't know. They don't see that. They don't know how this really works for whatever reason. I don't know at what point of a shop owner's, like, I guess, success, people start taking the person out of it. But mm-hmm. that happens so often. And again, where I'm at right now, it's still just me. Like, I don't have any employees. And I'm making it work. Like, I am that typical picture you see of the girl on the laptop holding the baby and, you know, trying to play with the other kid. Like, that's really me.
Uh-huh.
And I extended my shipping times a while ago when I was pregnant. And I've been within those. Like, I've been within my shipping times. I can't even remember when I was, like, truly late on an order, mm-hmm. even with all the orders that I've gotten. But that doesn't mean that it wasn't hard. Sometimes I'm down to the wire. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Like,
and mm-hmm. I just have to get my priorities together. And sometimes cookie sticker code can't be number one. You know? Yeah. So
mm-hmm.
it is what it is.
It is. And I love that. Just show a little grace sometimes and know that the person behind it, you know, you would never know that you didn't have an employee. You know what I'm saying? Like, your customer service is amazing. Your quality of product is amazing. So you would never know that you didn't have like this whole team behind you. So yes, ma'am. Clap it up.
Thank you.
Yes, because you are doing it, honey. Yeah, three kids. Listen, my whole head is tired. Just think about three kids.
Man, three boys.
A 9-to-5 and a husband.
Yes.
Oh, ma'am. Kudos to you. Kudos to you. So, okay. So if you could give some advice to someone just getting started or wanting to get started, what would you tell them?
Consistency is key. Like, I can't even stress enough how important it is to stay consistent. And when I say consistent, I mean more so like releasing and bringing out that new stuff, like bring out those new products. A lot of stuff now depends on algorithm. So if you're not posting on Instagram all the time, then nobody's seeing you. If you're not putting new stuff, if it's on Etsy, if you're not putting new products in Etsy, then Etsy is not showing you. You know, and even if your products are great, okay, so you've reached your audience. If you're not consistently getting new customers, what are your previous customers buying now?
Right.
Do you have new things for them? I mean, because that word of mouth is the number one, you know, advertisement stream. So you have to consistently put those products in those people's faces and in their planners so that they can show the next person. And then you'll build up from that. Like, I mean, I don't even know how many images I got, cookies, stickers, and everything else at this point, because you gotta have a lot so that you reach, you know, enough people. So I definitely ride with consistency is the biggest one. And then don't give up. It takes so much time. Like, people don't realize how much time it takes. Like, remember, I've just been discovered by some people, right? They never knew I existed. Wow. And I've had my shop for, what, 3 years? So people just found me. They don't realize I've been here for 3 years. They think I came out of nowhere and I haven't been struggling doing this, you know? But I've had some horrible days and I've had some great days. But you got to put the work in. Do your work, do your research, and stay consistent. And, you know, you'll get there.
I love it. Consistency is key. And don't give up.
Yep.
Because it does get rough. Don't give up. I'm writing that down. You know, I be taking notes from people, too. Because I like to make sure I grab nuggets as well as, you know, giving them to other people. I like to grab some nuggets because I would say, honestly, consistency is probably one of the hardest things for most people.
Yeah.
Especially when you get down and out and when you get the moments when both of your silhouettes decide that they don't want to work.
Girl.
you be ready to throw them or give up. Throw the towel in. That's what I'll be ready to do quite often. So that consistency is key. I just have to keep that at the forefront for my shop because I struggle with marketing myself, like I said, and that consistency has to be a major part of that. So I'm definitely writing that down to keep that.
Yeah, definitely. You know, and I think that sometimes people just don't see it coming fast enough. And that's why I stress consistency, because I notice sometimes people just, they don't see the results they want as quickly as they want to. So then they think that the product is bad or I shouldn't be doing this. If it made you happy or it makes you happy, then you should be doing it. But, you know, that's also one of those things where you have to have a come to decision moment with yourself. Is it the product that you should be selling? Is it what you really want to do? Did you get into this for the right reason? Like, you got to think about that too. I think people kind of get that part a little twisted. Just because it works for somebody doesn't mean it's going to work for the other person. So if it's working or you love it and you're really here for it, then you need to stay consistent.
Absolutely. Remembering the reason why you started in the first place.
Yeah.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Okay. So, girl, that part of I can't tell you like how many stars and lines and stuff I got underneath that. Consistency is key piece of it, because I'm just, I mean, it literally just makes so much sense. So what's coming up for Cookie? What can we expect from Cookie coming up?
A lot. A lot of stuff. I don't know, when this is gonna be aired, but I got the pre-sale washi literally in transit. It should get here tomorrow, which is the 20th, July 20th. And so that means I get to get out the pre-sale orders. But with that shipment, I have new stuff. I got a smaller shipment before that. So I've got new releases and restocks literally coming within the next maybe week or so. I like to get my orders down to a manageable number before I put out new stuff. So, I don't want to have orders overlapping one another. But once I get that down to a manageable number, I got some exciting collabs and some new stuff and some restocks for the next couple of months. I'm working on some other really exciting stuff, but what's coming up right now, we got some washi. Yes.
Yes, I'm excited. I'm excited. I know you finna come with that hot fire.
Yes.
Giving us that high five because you stay lit and I love it. So I just wanted to thank you so much for coming and dropping those gems on us and just giving us a chance to get to know you a little better and sharing so much. Like, girl, you got to come. We're gonna have to come back and do Hood Chronicles, okay?
I
Because I'm so here. Look, I am so here for it. I'm like, okay, I'm trying to keep this focused on the, Boss Up series, but I really wanted to take. I'm like, I really want to go here, but I'm trying. Okay, so we're gonna have her back on. And we're gonna do it like a little extra special, and we're just gonna talk about Hood Chronicles, okay, with Arion. We gotta get her back on here for that.
Girl, I
So
got
thank you
the
so
chronicle
much,
for
boo.
you.
I can tell. She said, back in the day. Yes, I'm here for it. Yes. Well, thank you so much for joining us over here on the Here For It podcast. We are so excited about your success and where you're going and growing to. And we just wish you continued success. And we know that whatever you got lined up is going to be hot. And we are ready to buy from you. Can you tell everyone where they can find you and how they can reach you?
Yes, my website is www.cookiestickerco.com. So I'm not on Etsy. I have my own site. Yes, I've been off Etsy for a while. So it's just www.cookiestickerco.com. Instagram is at cookiestickerco. I have a Facebook group. You should be able to find it from the link in my bio on Instagram. And we're letting people in daily, and I just have regular release announcements and stuff like that going, but I'm really going to get the group kind of fired back up soon. So join and follow on everything.
Yay, now I need to go far. I did not know there was a group. I'm missing out on a whole lot of stuff. Let me make sure I'm following myself. Okay, I'll do that in just a minute, but I need to make sure I'm in this thing because I like to be in the know too. I know. Now, one thing I saw you have my boy, is he one of your PR people,
Yes,
Sergio?
he is Sergio Savage.
Yes.
Yes, he is.
Shout out to Sergio. I love him.
Me too.
I met him, well, like internet met him like over a year ago, and he is just a ball of energy and
He
fun, and he is all about like supporting his sisters, and I love it.
is. He's so amazing. And I feel for him because obviously the community is so catered towards women, right? So I feel for him, and he found my washi, which he loves. I know that he's supposed to be really going forward with his shop also. He sells like planchons and stuff. So that's exciting. And he does his videos, which are always funny. And I love watching them. He goes live all the time. So he's on there. Sergio Savage Co.
Yes, I love him. Y'all gonna make sure you follow him, and he will give you all the tea on
Yeah.
everything Cookie Sticker Co. Because he's gonna make sure. He was like, "Do you got this? Because I'm gonna make sure you get you some." I'm like, "Yes, put me on,
Yes.
gang." Yes, that is awesome. I'm so happy to see you using him and giving him an opportunity to shine. I think that's amazing.
Yes.
Yay. All right, girl. Well, thank you so much. And you guys go follow her. And I will see you guys in the next episode of the Here For It podcast. Y'all already know what it is. Mwah! KK, bye.